kind of there. Ooh, hello everyone. I was actually enjoying the music and forgetting to just cut in and say hello. This is Teresa.
Hey, how you doing? This is Doug.
And we're back with the Marriage Isn't a Seminar segment. And we've been away for a minute dealing with, I would say some life issues, but we're back. And today we thought we'd talk about the topic.
Managing
disagreements. Now that's not the reason that we haven't been, we haven't been in touch. This is not the man, but we thought this would be a good topic today. When you think about, obviously, what's going on, and even in the world, speaking of disagreements, I think we've had some recent elections, and we have, I think, people just in general disagreeing about choices that others make. So this might be a timely topic, because we're going to bring it into the marriage situation, but clearly, communication is very important. So I'm going to let you start, babe.
All right. So my thinking about managing disagreements, one begins with, where is your mindset? I mean, were you angry or irritated about something prior to a discussion with your spouse? So in other words, if you come into a discussion already with a chip on your shoulder. I mean, if somebody cut you off in traffic, did you have some words with a coworker, and then you begin to interact with your spouse, and he or she says something, and boom, there is a disagreement. But that disagreement had a basis. So how did you even begin the conversation? And I think it's important that you evaluate yourself. Maybe take a deep breath. Say, we're talking about something, but I'm already a little irritated about something prior to our discussion.
So, go ahead.
Take a deep breath, or maybe say, we need to talk about this later. This is not really the right time for us to enter into this conversation.
Okay, that's good. So I guess the first point, and sometimes it's just even coming in the door at the end of a day or greeting each other with Doug and I usually see him right immediately after work. And I think I have to come down from whatever challenges I'm having at work. And I'm finding that sharing with him some of the issues that have gone on for me during the workday helps me come down from that outside influence. And I think probably early in our marriage, I probably didn't do that. And I did bring it home. And I was still at that 90% factor when it came to work situation. And then I would come into the relationship, our relationship, still on that high. Most of my positions have been managing. I've been in charge. So when I'm in that particular situation, if I've made a statement or provided, let's say, a directive, then my expectation is that's going to get done. And there's input, but the final say really still is with me in that situation. But you can't bring that same attitude home.
Right. So the spouse then has to recognize where their other half is. Is this typical? In other words, they are interacting, and one is in a position of
one is in a kind of a position of coming from the control situation into a situation where we should be negotiating conversation.
That's good.
That the kind of, you know, and it's so funny that he and I are sitting now, you know, with the eye contact that we're having. And this is kind of an eye-opening conversation for us even right now, because we're bringing up a couple of points. In dealing and managing disagreements, the first and number one point is, how do we communicate? Number one, what's our behavioral style? And we're going back to that again. How do we communicate? What's the spouse's communication style? What's my communication style? And if we know that, that helps when we begin to when we begin to have those kinds of conversations. So if I'm coming from a base of I've said something and it's a point, it's a good point, and I'm not negotiating the point, then I'm not going to be helpful when I'm having the conversation with my spouse.
Because one spouse is usually more verbal than the other. That's typically the case. So the more nonverbal spouse in a situation where they are interacting with their spouse who may already be irritated about something, may not respond, they may not say anything to what their spouse is the topic the spouse is on. Well, that could irritate the spouse who wants some feedback. So then you launch potentially two issues. One, the original one of the spouse having some challenge at work. And then the second being, you didn't respond to me or you didn't say anything. And the second, the maybe nonverbal spouse just didn't, maybe didn't have any response, or maybe wanted to talk about something else.
Or maybe needed time to process. Maybe need time to process. So we're looking at number one, our communication style. And if the communication style of and it's really important for couples to understand each other's way of communicating. And we've learned in our marriage, I'm definitely a talker. I'm definitely, whatever I'm feeling, I'm going to come out with it, and I'll make my point. I'll keep talking until I've made my point. And with Doug processes and thinks before he speaks. So you can hear. I have not always. I'm much better at it, but I have not always thought before I spoke. It is what is in my head. I want to get that out, and then let's exchange and let's talk about it. But I'm married to someone who receives that information and then processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to have to do a part two.
Yep, I think we are going to have to do a part two, because we're going to get off here and argue. No, we're not going to do that. But it's really really important. To understand managing and dealing with disagreements and how we're communicating really it's an important topic. And it's not one that can be handled in 10 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever time period that we have for this particular
segment. Yeah, because if we have a spouse that gets their point across, and we're going to close with this. This spouse gets their point across and the other one doesn't, what does the more nonverbal spouse do?
Okay. So that's going to be our topic for our next segment. We're going to continue with this. What does a nonverbal spouse, the one who processes during these times of discussions, what does that person do?
Where do they go? In their head and or physically?
in their head and or physically. Okay. So he seems really excited about this next segment. So we're going to get back at you real soon. Marriage really isn't a seminar. It's a lot of discussion, but it really isn't a seminar. No. And stay tuned for part two.